S&S General Contractors will remove about 25,000 cubic yards of rock near the city's Jarvis Street diesel plant. Sitka already has agreements with S&S, and so instead of getting bids from other companies, it simply amended its deal with S&S. The company will do the work in exchange for credit toward the more than $100,000 it owes the city on a quarry lease. City officials say it's a great deal. If you do the math, S&S is removing the rock at a price of just over $4 per cubic yard. Now, remember that number, $4 per cubic yard. Compare that to the going rate for the work.
We find an average price of about $80 a cubic yard.
Sitka Public Works Director Michael Harmon.
And when you do the math on that for this work, you'd be facing somewhere around $2.5 million to contract this out in the normal market with the prices we typically get.
The city calls it a rare opportunity, a win-win for a tight city budget that saves some major money and a local contractor who gets to shed some debt. That is exactly why Sitka resident Vaughn Hazel has a problem with it.
There is a statement here that this is a rare opportunity that will greatly benefit the city and a local contractor. Well, that's very true. But I don't think you should be benefiting a local contractor. I think you should benefit all the local contractors by giving them all a chance to bid on.
Sitka resident Connor Nelson wrote a letter to the assembly protesting the move as well. He calls it illegal, saying the city is misinterpreting its own rules and that the exceptions the assembly is using to approve the deal aren't right. Sitka Conservation Society Executive Director Andrew Tomes, on the other hand, wrote a letter to the assembly that said the deal was brokered in the best interest of the city and its citizens, and that the cost savings made it worthwhile. He urged assembly members to approve the agreement. City code says Sitka must accept bids on any contract worth more than $50,000. But the code also gives the assembly some wiggle room.
This is a very unusual situation.
Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse.
The assembly doesn't need competitive bid if they find it's inappropriate because of, and this is what we talked about before, two items. One, the nature of the property, and two, the circumstances surrounding its disposal.
Hillhouse says in this case, projects dealing with existing local government contracts can be exempted from the competitive bid process. Tor Christensen said it makes sense to take advantage of the savings offered by the S&S deal.
And I don't have any problem with this other than just a general nervousness, I guess it would be, about not going out to bid for something. It's obvious why we're not doing it. Let's just say in the future, I ask that we avoid it if possible.
Assembly members ultimately approved the agreement with S&S, but the vote was not unanimous. Pete Esquiro and Mike Reif voted no. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.